Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast, episode 36. I am your host, Absolute Deicide. I am from gruntfreepress.com. I write articles and reviews, and I host this podcast that you're listening to. Yeah, that's it. gruntfreepress.com. Grunt Free Press Podcast, episode 36. Absolute Deicide. Yeah. All right, let's a couple follow-up issues from last episode. Last thing I joked about actually when I was on the last podcast is like, I'm gonna go stream. I did my taxes last week. It's a video game podcast, by the way, for the most part, and video game related or semi related or whatever. It's pretty much just me fucking doing whatever. So I was saying how I had to do my taxes. I'm like, yeah, I'll fucking stream those. That'd be funny. And then, I ended up streaming my taxes online. If anybody watched that, I mean, I'm sure it was fucking real interesting. Not really. I mean, what I mean by that is I just fucking left my, stream going by accident. My fucking mic was on and shit. So it's fucking, you know, pretty sure it was just a black screen, or I hope it was a fucking black screen as I was fucking doing my taxes. So it was that. I mean, probably just heard a lot of what the fuck, yeah, fuck you and shit like that. And fucking, this is dumb. And, yeah, that was that. Luckily I wasn't doing like a fucking, I don't have a camera, first of all, or, yeah, I don't fucking use a camera when I stream. It's just fucking audio. Or even if I was doing fucking like a monitor capture or whatever on like OBS, then you could have fucking literally seen like everything, all my fucking info, all my fucking social security number and fucking all that bullshit and fucking, yeah, I mean, literally all my fucking information. That wouldn't have been cool. And, it helps too. Nobody's fucking, my streams aren't exactly fucking bumping. You know, I'm lucky if I have like one or two people in the fucking room. So, yeah, that was it. I mean, fucking, I don't know, that was a first maybe for, Hitbox or even like Twitch or just fucking live stream of somebody doing the taxes. So hoping it would have drawn a crowd, but no, I guess not. Picked up a couple of subscriptions this week, but that's about it. Another little cleanup, I guess. As I was running out of time last week, I was talking about Preacher, the TV show on AMC, finally getting a release date, and May 22nd was the release date for the first episode, and I'm not sure how much I've ranted and raved about Preacher, how much I love it, and how much I fucking love the comic book series. It was like 77 or 8 issues. It's fucking not that long or whatever. I had some spinoffs and shit, but I loved it back in their first coming out in the 90s. I think I hopped in issue like 10 or something, you know what I mean? I had to fucking go back and whatever, get them all fucking, I think I had all the fucking like loose issues and all that shit, and fucking paper, the fucking trade paperbacks on top of that, just so I could fucking like whatever, just easier to read that way, and I'd fucking have all the single issues, read like the letters and shit in the back, whatever, real nerdy shit, but it's a cool story. I mean, fucking, what it is basically a fucking Quentin Tarantino movie, more or less in comic book form, the best way I can describe it. It's about a southern preacher who, he's down fucking like the deep south or whatever. He fucking, I forget where exactly it starts out, but he gets pissed at, his asshole fucking hick churchgoers and fucking, you know what I mean? They keep, like, coming to him and, you know, he's saying, like, the first, like, scene of the fucking comic book is just him in a fucking bar getting trash and just fucking telling them all off because they're all going to the fucking church and then fucking, you know, telling them what, you know, what they're doing or whatever. Yeah, so he gets drunk and just fucking lays into, like, everybody in the fucking town. And then a giant fucking comet with a baby head on the front falls from fucking heaven. Not the sky, I'm talking like heaven itself, and he gets this power of the word of God, which is basically he can fucking tell people to do whatever the fuck he wants, and they have to do it. And, the rest of the fucking series of the story is just his fucking journey to find, like, God, like, actual God, and ask him why he's such a fucking piece of shit. It sounds weird, and, it is, obviously, as fucking as it gets, like, really fucking weird, and, really fucking dark and twisted and violent, way, like, real fucking violent. Ends up meeting some Irish fucking drunk vampire, and the fucking, whatever, their buddies, and but fucking, you know, like, the guy ends up, the vampire dude ends up, like, you know, trying to, you know, ends up being, like, a real piece of shit. He's, like, trying to fuck his girl, and, like, ends up turning his fucking girlfriend into a fucking junkie and shit, and also this fucking cowboy-looking dude called the Santa Killer is just basically an undead, fucking unstoppable fucking killing machine, just fucking, you know, just, whatever, fucking running into some, like, child fucking rapists and fucking, this kid's one kid named fucking Arseface who fucking, tried blowing his head off with a shotgun and, I'm just going on, fucking trying to explain just how weird it is. I mean, this fucking serial killer is his cults, is a guy who fucks a giant fucking doll made out of meat. I mean, it's just real fucked up is what I'm getting at. It's a real, really fucked up story and comic. And, yeah, just, you know, when I'm reading the comics, I'm just like, man, you know, the comics themselves, I mean, they fucking... It's nothing like, you know, crazy, it's fucking weird shit, but it's just, like, the way it's done is fucking semi, like, real, not, like, realistic, I guess, but it's just, like, grounded almost, like, it almost reads like a screenplay or something, or like a storyboard of a movie. I mean, just fucking, you know, as you're reading it, it's just one of those things, it's just fucking, like, this is just made to be, like, you know, it's not, again, it's not, like, stylized, it's not, like, all over the place. I mean, it's pretty much just, like, reading it like fucking, like, panel by panel or whatever, you know what I mean? Just like it would, like, a fucking storyboard for a movie. Yeah, it's what, you know, it's just, I'm just like, you know, reading it, it's like fucking, like, this is just make one of the, you know, one of the most fucking badass fucking movies if somebody could do it right. You know, going back to, like, the Jodorowsky's fucking Dune or whatever, and then, you know, in the 90s, you know, it'd be fucking massive. It'd be fucking hard to do, but, you know, and again, the comic came out in the fucking late 90s, I think, or like early 2000s. I was in the fucking, you know, the Tarantino ultra violent shit was fine. And, you know, it's just for as I'm reading it, I'm just like, you know, I just, how come nobody's fucking made this? It just seems like perfect. Like, it's just fucking, again, it's just like a fucking, almost like a finished fucking screenplay or a storyboard or whatever. And nobody did. And, yeah, I mean, if you think about it, it's like, yeah, it'd have to be, you know, cut into, like, you know, it's pretty long. If you did everything, it'd have to be like half a dozen or like a dozen, maybe like 2 hour movies long or, you know, whatever. It'd be fucking pretty long. And then it's, you know, I heard them talking about making it, like, forever. One of those things, like, oh, yeah, it's gonna be made, and then fucking it just faded out. And then, you know, here finally, it's like, oh, it's coming to TV and fucking on AMC, too, where they're not, you know, they're not afraid to show gore and shit, like fucking The Walking Dead and, like, Breaking Bad, and they, you know, they can get pretty dark. And I'm thinking, like, ah, sounds all right. Maybe that'd make more sense, I guess, than a fucking all the, you know, movies or whatever, but... As always, I'm a little worried they'll fuck it up. Seth Rogen's producing it, I think, and, you know, he's doing some, like, interviews, and he's talking about, oh, shit, they had to cut some shit out because it was too much and too violent, and, oh, you know, he fucking, read it on, you know, read it on the fucking page or like fucking look at it like that. And it's just like fucking, you know, but once you actually try to like translate it into like fucking like realistic, like real life, it's just like too much. It's too fucking like dark and shit. And just as I'm reading that, I'm like, I don't know, like fucking, you know, trying to fucking take like a lot of the fucking edge off of it. And it's just fucking, yeah, it was just so much fucking really fucked up shit in the fucking story. They're cutting out too much of it. It's like, well, I mean, what the fuck is the point? I mean, a lot of like the fucking, you know, comedy, the fucking horror, or fucking like all that. Just like the story itself too is just, again, it's fucking like real, like fucking just extremist fucking like the weird shit. You know, if they're cutting out too much of it, I mean, what the fuck is the point of making it at that point? Yeah, it's gonna depend on how they're gonna adapt that. It's fucking like, if they're gonna like, you know, again, if they're gonna fucking fuck with it, I mean, they gotta do something to replace it, or like fucking get that same thing across without being like, you know, million, you know, hundreds of people fucking getting their heads fucking shot the fuck off and getting like, you know, skinned and shit. Like, I don't know. Yeah, it's just fucking one of those things. It's like, there's got to be like some fucking strong acting if they're gonna do it, and if they're gonna play it for like jokes, or you know, if they're just fucking, the acting's bad, the fucking people they pick are bad. I mean, it's just gonna fucking fall the fuck apart. Because I mean, the whole thing's just revolving around like three fucking central characters, and if they're not fucking there, they like half ass it. It's just fucking done. It's gonna be fucking terrible. So yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. I've been fucking waiting for it for like fucking 15 years, and if it sucks, it's gonna be like, yeah, it's gonna be like, I'll be fucking like devastated, you know what I mean? It's like, I've just been waiting. It's one of those things. It's like, oh, it's been like fucking, again, this fucking, I'm not gonna like compare it to like fucking like Jodorowsky's fucking like Dune or whatever. It's just like fucking like, oh, I've fucking read that enough, read those comics enough time. It's like, I have a fucking like movie in my head pretty much from fucking reading that like fucking like, you know, half a dozen times through. I see it fucked up, I'll be fucking like, oh, I'll be pissed. And it's premiering on, May 22nd. I said it's gonna premiere after fucking Fear of the Walking Dead, which is a fucking train wreck. You know what I mean? If that's the fucking opener, is Fear of the Walking Dead, it's just like, oh man. Just fucking like that, like this signs of like, this might just suck. So I'm preparing for that, but I'm just fucking, the very least, it's just don't fucking blow. Like, don't be a fucking complete piece of shit. At least be, like, somewhat, decent, I guess. no, that's that. I mean, it's not fucking video game related, but, it was just something. So I was playing The Division. I actually ended up finishing it, this week. I wrote a review. The review's up on the site. So as I'm playing, I'm just fucking thinking, like, no, this is cool. They have, like, this fucking open world or whatever. I'm just, you know, they announced the Ghost Recon game last year, I think, or last year, like, E3, I think. It's going to be, like, an open world Ghost Recon game. Yeah, everything's fucking just open, like, fucking, you doing your own fucking missions, whatever order you want, fucking whatever. I was playing the Division, fucking, you know, that open world feel. I'm just like thinking, like, is this almost like a beta for like fucking Ghost Recon, or you know, like fucking, it's just like making me think, like, you hear like fucking open world fucking, you know, game like that, it's just The Division is just kind of like, you know, at least like a proof of concept. Not that it's fucking, you know what I mean? I like The Division. If you read the review, I thought it was fucking really good. But I was just fucking thinking like, they're going to do fucking Ghost Recon. It's just kind of, you know, proof of concept anyway. It's just fucking like, yeah, this is how they're going to do fucking tactical shooters in a fucking open world like this, man. It's pretty fucking cool. So I did do the Division. I finished up, wrote down some final thoughts. So I did all the missions, all the side missions, all that shit. Try to find my lighter. I will continue. I did like everything I pretty much could do in the single player front anyway. As I'm cleaning up, like, I'm trying to get all the collectibles and all that shit. But I did. I picked everyone up that was on the fucking map. I gave them, like, they did one of those things where you turn off, like, every other icon but the fucking collectibles and just fucking went around. Like, some like, the echoes or whatever you fucking pick up, and it's just, like, they weren't, like, registering or whatever. I'm like, I don't know. Like, some shit I said it was missing, but might be, like, some kind of, like, fucking little bug or whatever. But I don't really care. Like, it's not that big of a deal. Again, I fucking stopped playing at this point, so what do I give a shit? But, you know, I mean, overall, it's just a fucking really good fucking game. Like, the moment-to-moment, like, that third-person shooter action, the cover and all that is fucking really fucking good. The progression, like, the RPG fucking progression, good, also fucking really good. And then, yeah, the world itself is fucking, you know, awesome. It's awesome fucking open world. I like to talk about the review too, like all the fucking little details, the fucking storytelling and all that. You know, it's just about as good as a fucking RPG slash open world game slash tactical shooter. I mean, really, really could be. I could think of anyway, you know, if I can go in for that fucking weird little mix. I mean, there you go. The story itself, I thought, ended up okay. The last faction you end up fighting are like fucking army guys or PMCs, like fucking private military corporations, going bad. I mean, they're all fucking like working for, like, it's almost like a fucking apocalypse now, like Colonel Kurtz type situation. I like fighting them just because you get like fucking like, oh, you know, you're facing these fucking random looters, you're facing these fucking whatever, like firefighters or like fucking cops or whatever, fucking, you know, like gangs, that type of shit. And then going from like that to like you know, actual like fucking trained army guys with fucking, you know, fucking M16s and all that shit, like fucking I like that was a cool little almost like a twist at the end. It's just fucking that much more challenging. I mean, you fucking last fucking boss, you're fighting a fucking like helicopter, you know. It's good shit. I mean, fucking, I was really fucking happy with the game. I liked it. And then fucking, you know, after I finished up all the, all the single player shit, I mean, they give you like other, you know, you have other shit you can do. You can replay, missions on harder difficulty settings. You can, or just fucking grind for fucking better gear. I mean, but again, I mean, that's not my fucking thing. That's not what I went into the fucking game for. I'm like, you know, if they gave you something to do, like, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, just like, all right, well, I felt, like, satisfied, like, when I was done. Like, fucking, once the last fucking mission was done, like, you fucking go back to, like, almost, like, a starting point, and it gives you, like, a little bit of story to like, close it out. And I'm like, all right, I feel good. I already spent, like, fucking, like, 30, 40 hours of the fucking game or whatever. And it's like, yeah, it feels fucking pretty satisfying. Like, I was good with that. Then I'm just like, yeah, I'll check out, like, you know, other shit, this other stuff they give you to do. And again, a lot of just fucking like, oh, I'll go grind for fucking better gear and like whatever. It's just, it's not my thing. Fucking, I hate fucking grinding. Really fucking hate grinding. And then I tried like one daily mission because I'm like, oh, I'll try doing, you know what I mean? They give you like, dailies, which are missions you've already done, but you fucking do them on like hard or whatever. You can replay any mission you want on fucking like harder or whatever. I'm like, I'll just try it. You know what I mean? If it's fun, maybe I'll fucking hop in and do these couple like extra things they give you to do every day. But I mean, if I tried it, I'm like, dude, this is like playing on hard by your fucking self. I mean, it's really, like really fucking hard. I mean, like really, like I was fucking like, man, this is fucking rough. I kept dying. And, I mean, that's cool. I mean, I like the fact that it's fucking challenging. Even on, like, you know, again, I was saying, like, normal felt, like, just right or whatever. You know, I was dying, like, here and there, but fucking on hard, I'm like, man, I'm just getting fucking, like, mowed the fuck down. But, again, it's one of those things. It's still, like, grinding. You're still doing, you know, doing the same shit over and over. I mean, you're still going through fucking, it's like, oh, I've seen this mission before. I mean, these enemies have more fucking armor, and they're fucking more aggressive or whatever. But, I mean, it's just not fucking appealing to me. You ever repeat the same shit over and over for fucking whatever fucking reward? I mean, fucking whatever the reward is, if the fucking gameplay is already shit I've seen, yeah, I can fucking do without it. Yeah, I'd rather just do other shit, so I did. And then there's, I checked out, you know, the Dark Zone I fucking went into, I checked that out. It was, Dark Zone's the PvP area. I mean, there's, some real high fucking level enemies that drop fucking better loot, but I mean, they just fucking have like a ton of health and armor on them. They're almost fucking forced to like either like team up with somebody or just fucking like, I mean, I get away with cheesing some of them. But like fucking just like, oh, I'll start shooting them, then I'll fucking like run down the street and fucking try not to get surrounded and fucking, you know, every now and then fucking other people would start shooting them and fucking like whatever. I like the concept of the Dark Zone. I think it's cool. I mean, my thing was, I mean, I wish there were like fucking like real like missions going on in there, just like something to do other than like run around, look for fucking enemies and fucking like whatever, fuck around with fucking players if you want and that shit. I mean, but again, I like that concept, but I mean, just the fucking, you know, run into fucking random enemies, other players fucking running around that can kill you if they want. I mean, again, the whole point is fucking, oh, why am I doing this? It's just to fucking get better loot, so you can get fucking better loot, and that fucking, you know what I mean? In order to get even better loot, that fucking, that loop, that fucking grind, is fucking, no. I mean, I just don't like it. I know a lot of people do. I mean, fucking, just, that's not my thing. Yeah, I was fucking, you know, from what I'd heard too, I'm like, I was expected just to walk in, just immediately have like fucking a bunch of people just fucking all teamed up and fucking grouped up, shooting at me and shit. But not my experience with it. My experience was I was fucking walking around. There just wasn't a whole lot fucking happening. I mean, fucking there's little groups of people fucking scattered around, and for the most part, everyone's fucking helping each other out, take down fucking NPCs, and just fucking, you know, everybody seemed to be fucking kind of doing their own thing. I mean, like, whatever. I mean, fucking, you know, then you gotta do, once you have your fucking bag full of loot, you gotta go fucking extract it. So, I did that fucking, you know, a few times, and just fucking, like, I'm like, I got some better shit, but like, whatever. I mean, again, what am I gonna do with it? Fucking just hop right back in and try to get better shit. Yeah, so one time I tried to extract it, and there was one fucking dipshit there shooting at fucking people, and you know, as they were fucking like low, you know, putting their bags on the fucking rope, and I'm like, well, this is fucking, you know, there's like five people here, and everyone's just fucking ignoring this one guy shooting at him, so like whatever. I mean, fucking nobody seems too concerned about it, so I mean, like the same fucking thing. I just fucking, I'm like, ah, whatever, you just fucking extract my shit, and fucking just like, it's fucking like even like going up to the helicopter and fucking do it. It probably takes a good like whatever 5-10 seconds or whatever to fucking get it up and out of there. And I'm fucking like, I did that. I'm like, oh, I just fucking just sat there eating the guy's fucking bullets and, you know, extracting, you know, I fucking extracted my shit, and like, oh, he killed me afterwards. I'm like, oh, I don't have anything, so I don't give a shit. And fucking like, you know, that was it. Again, just fucking just, eh, not my thing. I don't like fucking the Dark Zone as it was, and I played it. And again, you keep fucking hearing like, oh, well, they're gonna fucking do all this shit and blah, 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 and there's gonna be like a raid and blah. It's like, dude, like, again, like, what, I'm gonna fuck, like, I fucking, like, uninstalled the games. I'm just like, oh, I did everything I could fucking do. I've seen everything, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, like, that's it. And fucking, like, everyone's just, oh, well, he's gonna keep going and trying to get that better gear. It's like, I don't give a shit. And it's fucking, like, you know, oh, fucking, they're gonna add, like, a raid and this and that. And fucking, it's just like, yeah, well, again, what, I'm gonna fucking reinstall it, or I'm gonna fucking, like, grind through a bunch of shit to fucking get good enough gear to go do this one fucking mission that'll last like fucking like whatever half an hour, and like that's it. I mean, fucking whatever. So again, I like the game a lot. I'm just fucking saying, I think people are fucking nuts that are fucking whatever. It's like fucking, that's the experience they're fucking looking for. I'm just fucking like, oh, I just want like this nonstop, just fucking grind, get better gear, and fucking like, dude, that's fucking like the most god awful thing I can fucking think of. So. Again, and fucking one thing I'll say is fucking, I really wish, again, I'm like fucking like, I've seen everything, I'm not doing this, I fucking, whatever, I'm done. And I liked it a lot. I fucking, if you read the review, you'll see that. But, I just fucking, one thing I wish there was, fucking, just a real fucking, like, you know, match made fucking traditional fucking PvP. You can just fucking, you know, do some team deathmatch, some fucking objectives, like whatever, fucking, you know, even like fucking something like that. If I could do like a, I'm trying to think of, only thing I think of off my top of my head is a fucking, that Resident Evil game that's not even out yet, like Outbreak or whatever, where it's like fucking like, oh, you know, you're fighting people and there's fucking NPCs, but it's like, you know, it's controlled, like fucking like, oh, you're forced down like certain paths or whatever. So Something like that would have been fucking real cool. But I mean, again, I guess to just focus on that fucking that open world fucking anything goes shit. I mean, it's kind of like unique, I guess. And again, there's people who do like it, but I'm not interested at all in fucking keep doing that bullshit. Yeah, I mean, other than that, I mean, fucking, I really fucking love the game. I mean, the fucking reviews up on the site, I fucking, highly recommended it. I think it's fucking a really good game. That's it. That's the Division. A couple quick things I got here. It's a fucking game that came up, called Too Dark. Not out yet, but so it's the number two and then the word dark. It's a little indie game about fucking serial killers kidnapping and killing kids. So I'm like, fucking, I saw that. I'm like, I'll check it out. So I'm interested. It's fucking, it's fucking 2D top down fucking looking thing. Almost like, kind of pixel art looking, I guess. The character models, like, you know what I mean, the world's like top down 2D, but the character models are fucking 3D, and almost looks like the claymation. Almost looks like the fucking claymation or like something, like fucking, you know, made it like stop motion, like whatever. I mean, it looks fucking cool. It's got a cool look to it. Fucking little Silent Hill-y type fucking survival horror vibe to it. It looks cool. Supposed to come out sometime this year. Just fucking keeping an eye on it. It's just fucking like, it's pretty cool. Other little snippet here. You got fucking Gears of War 4 beta. Anybody who played the fucking, who bought, I guess, the fucking Gears of War Ultimate Edition should be getting fucking start to get codes pretty soon. It's gonna start April 24th and go to May 1st. So, decent amount of time there. Fucking like a week pretty much to play the fucking Gears of War 4. Game Informer had been doing some fucking, coverage on it. I guess it was fucking, on their cover or whatever. The fucking featured game for the month. It looks cool. So, it looks fucking, it looks good. Looks like fucking Gears. I'm just, not sold on the fucking, the characters, the fucking, I guess it's fucking Marcus Phoenix's fucking kid or whatever, and that fucking girl they showed, and it's fucking, I don't know, look like fucking, like, hipsters or some shit. I'm not fucking down with that yet. Only question I got for the fucking that and the beta is, I'm like, fucking, like, here's the fucking Xbox One fucking beta. When's the PC beta, huh? When's the fucking PC version? Because fucking all fucking Xbox games are supposed to go to fucking PC, so, I don't know, whatever. A little quick thing I saw, fucking, as I opened up Steam, is, got an update for fucking, the Deadly Tower of Monsters. They've added in 4-player co-op, which before was just a fucking single-player game. Fucking, if you go to the site, I wrote a review. I talked about the Deadly Tower of Monsters before. I probably won't play through it again co-op, but it's just cool that it's there. And just, anytime I can bring up fucking the Deadly Tower of Monsters, I'm gonna, because, the game's awesome. The game's fucking great. Go read the review on the site and fucking buy the fucking game. This is, really good. And then we get, Dune. Some Dune for fucking Sega CD. I might split this up into two parts of how I fucking got the shit to fucking work, and then the game itself. Because after I was done with the fucking The Division, I still had fun. I'm like, I get Far Cry to play, but I'm like, I just need a break from fucking, like, these Ubisoft fucking open world games. So I'm like, fucking, so I had fucking Dune on the brain, which is fucking weird, because it's like, fucking, you know what I mean? I brought that up, I fucking watched that movie, a documentary, and then fucking, like, after that, I swear I've heard fucking references to fucking Dune, like, since then, like, fucking just, like, randomly over and over the fucking, the game and the fucking movie and all that. I'm like, it's fucking weird. I didn't fucking really hear about this in forever. But anyway, let's just start off my quest to fucking play Dune. I got a fucking Genesis. I fucking actually bought, like, a newer, like, fucking Sega CD, because I was having trouble fucking, So, like, the discs were, you know, it was just fucking, like, janky. Like, the fucking disc was having a fucking trouble spinning or keeping spinning or, like, whatever. And I tried fucking, I'm like, oh, I'll fucking open the thing up. And I fucking, like, lubed up the fucking, the gears and shit. So, I'm like, fucking, oh, I looked on fucking line or whatever. It's like, that's what to do to fucking try to fix it. And I'm like, fucking, ah, this made it worse. Like, fucking, I don't know. Didn't really do anything. So, I ended up fucking, buying a newer one, like a refurbished one or whatever, not too long ago. I mean, it's fucking like, I'm like, ah, Sega CDs, fucking, I bought that. I got the fucking Genesis, I'm good. So, and I'm, you know, when I fucking was buying and looking through fucking Sega CD games, they're fucking cheap as shit, too. So I bought fucking like lots of them, you know what I mean? There's fucking like 20 fucking Sega CD games for like $10 or whatever, and fucking like, you know what I mean? Just get fucking a shit ton of them. But, yeah, we got fucking Dune, obviously, fucking one of the ones they got, so I'm like, oh, I got the game, I got the fucking system, so, you know, dust off the fucking Sega CD and fucking go to town, and, you know, I'm fucking really played it in fucking a little bit, and I'm like, fucking, oh, man, I'm looking in the back of my TV, I'm like, fuck, just a fucking clusterfuck of chords, I'm like, dude, I don't fucking, you know what I mean, what the hell's going on back here, I just had to figure out what chords it were what, and fucking, luckily I was fucking smart enough of, like, what I initially set up, because I have fucking, like, whatever, like, fucking half a dozen consoles all set up, but luckily when I fucking initially set everything up, I was fucking smart enough to fucking label everything, so I didn't have to fucking do, like, the, you know, fucking pull cords through cords and figure what the fuck's going out and unhook a million cables to figure out what the hell's going on, that fucking spider web of fucking shit behind my TV, so, I fucking just, you know, started up fucking Dune, and fucking, as soon as I started up, I'm like, yeah, it freezes, it just fucking started, and it fucking went to the title, and it fucking froze, and I'm like, ah, oh, great, I'm like, it's either, you know, what is it, the fucking Sega CD, is it the fucking disc, I mean, I fucking look at the disc, I clean it, fucking, you know, do the fucking, you know, fucking blow on it or whatever, just to fucking get some fucking breath condensation on it, and fucking wipe it off, and fucking try it again. And so I was fucking went past the fucking title and it worked fine. I'm like, cool. I mean, fucking, playing perfectly. Fucking stopped playing the game. It's fucking really fucking good. Then, yeah, the fucking, you know, there's a lot of, it's just weird. It's just weird. I'm fucking just like thinking, I don't know why I'm so blown away by it. But when I play fucking Sega CD games, I like fucking those older games, just like fucking fully, like everything's fucking voice acted. I mean, in this game, I mean, I don't like the Sega CD, a lot of the shit, like, fucking, it's just fucking, like, you know, you watch this fucking grainy video in this tiny little fucking window, you know, and the rest of the screen's, like, fucking black, they put, like, fucking the UI all around it and shit, but, most of the FMV shit, is all fucking full screen, doesn't look that fucking grainy, the menus are all fucking simple, is, you know, good introduction to it, so, you know, it's fucking working pretty, you know, working pretty good, I just fucking got right into it, and I'm fucking, you know, I'm playing on the TV, too, the way I set up my old consoles is, like, it goes from fucking just, you know, the AV cords, and then I get, like, an up converter that fucking goes into, like, a 1080 or whatever, they fucking run that to the TV, and I'm just like, ah, you know, fucking doing that, it's like, ah, some of this shit, like, the text and shit's pretty blurry, I'm just fucking like, ah, I don't know how big of a deal that's gonna be, I mean, there's only a few options it gives you at a time, so, I was really getting into it, and fucking searching through the fucking, the palace, the fucking, you start at, you're at the fucking Atreides house, and trying to get all these fucking, Fremen sieges to fucking, work for me, which is pretty much, they're pretty down, and too, it's pretty funny, it's fucking going to, like, you know, fucking just, you arrive on the fucking planet, then you fucking go to, like, these natives, you're like, hey, you wanna work for me? They're like, yeah, sure, yeah, let's go. They start fucking, like, mining for you, like, fucking slaves, but whatever. I did that, fucking finding still suits, and fucking, again, just fucking exploring, fucking good dialogue, and playing for hours, and fucking sucked into it. And then the fucking game just freezes again in a fucking random spot. I'm like, dude, fuck you, dude. Like, this is ridiculous. Like, it just sucks that, you know what I mean? It's fucking, like, you can lose, like, fucking half an hour or fucking 45 minutes of fucking playing. Just like, random freeze for no reason. Like, it's just fucking fine. It's fine. It's fine. And then fucking, like, freeze. I'm like, dude, it's fucking playing, like, Russian roulette or some shit playing this fucking game. So I just fucking went into fucking just, I'm like, dude, this is why fucking, like, physical media just sucks, you know what I mean? Fucking, yeah, clean it off, fucking works, you know, works again, then fucking, like, freezes, then I'm like, dude, like, what the fuck? I mean, I don't want to fucking deal with this, and, I'm like, dude, again, I think it's the fucking the CD. I'm hoping it's the fucking CD and not the fucking system. So I'm like, well, you know, I fucking burned fucking Sega CD games before, and they're fucking super easy to do. You just fucking burn the ROM onto a CD, and it just fucking plays. So downloaded that, fucking downloaded the ROM. I fucking burned it to a fucking CD. So I was just fucking hoping. I'm like, dude, I hope the fucking the pirated copy just fucking works better than the fucking disc that I actually own and fuck, you know what I mean, my legit fucking copy of the game. So I try it and I fucking put it in and just fucking reads as a CD. It just fucking goes to, like, you know, it starts playing like fucking like the soundtrack. I'm like, dude, what the fuck, dude? Like, I'm like, dude, I know I've done this before. It's fucking, it's kind of a weird process of what you have to fucking burn and just fuck, you know what I mean? Whether you need fucking certain fucking things or not, like, so, you know, getting this fucking mess of what's not working. I mean, is the fucking, the ROM I downloaded fucking bad? Do I have to, like, convert fucking what I downloaded to other, like, shit? I mean, to, like, ISOs or, like, whatever. I mean, it's just a mess trying to figure shit out. I mean, do I have to fucking rename something? I mean, I'm fucking searching online and, you know, and there's a fucking, you know, million answers, of course, like fucking just, you know, looking at shit online. It's usually a fucking mess and you're just fucking like trying to figure out something specific. Yeah, fucking bad answers and fucking a million ways to do different shit and just fucking like, telling me fucking, oh, you gotta make a fucking ISO file. You gotta fucking, you know, you gotta burn it. You gotta fucking don't burn it. You gotta fucking like leave them alone or fucking like, change shit or don't change shit or don't convert shit and just, you know, just a fucking mess and just, you know, again, my fucking running theme of, you know, technology kind of sucks. I mean, fucking like, dude, like, I just can't get a fucking straight answer out of fucking anybody. So I find something that find some suggestions, just like, you know, if you have a legit copy of the disc, cause I mean, I'm like, dude, I do, like, this is like ridiculous. It's like going on for like hours, you know what I mean? It's like, dude, I have a fucking legit copy of the disc. It's like fucking odd. Just copy the fucking the disc and just copy it into a fucking other disc and try that. And I'm like, oh, like, that kind of makes sense, I guess. It's fucking, you know, maybe there's like scratches on it or whatever. So do that and fucking just a fucking nightmare. Just try to get the fucking game to run on a fucking Sega CD. I get stuck on, as I'm burning the disc, it's like fucking, like, I get stuck on the last, like, 5% of the fucking file and fucking just, like, locked up as I'm trying to burn it and just fucking, like, the whole fucking, like, you know, everything just fucking locked up, dude. I had to fucking restart my fucking computer. I'm like, dude, this is fucking ridiculous, dude. I tried again. I'm like, oh, I created, you know, took the fucking files from the disc and fucking made an ISO with that, a fucking, yeah, fucking, you know, just ISO fucking from the disc and try to fucking burn the fucking ISO to a CD and just fucking, just all, if you fucking just might do this, if this sounds like super archaic and fucking like just ridiculous, I mean, it is, and that's what I'm talking about. Like, this is the shit I have to fucking go through. And I mean, again, I realize this probably isn't something that fucking normal people try to do, but I mean, like seriously, just fucking, again, emulators, fucking ROMs and all that shit. Shit, I fucked with that. I was, you know, I fucked with all that shit when I was a fucking teenager, and it was like, all right, this is, you know, okay, cool. This is, you know, what I get. You know, it's cool. I can get fucking this shit, and fucking, it just sucked. It's fucking like, oh, I get these fucking ROMs, these emulators and shit. It just sucks. It takes so long to fucking like download. You know what I mean? It's that fucking. I'm like, oh, like once they figure that out, like it'll be cool. Like if I fucking. If it took a fucking minute to fucking download a fucking ROM instead of like fucking a day, like that'd be cool. And, you know, and I figure like once that happens, then fucking, you know, they make the programs easier to fucking use. And it's like, ah, 15 years later, it's just as fucking, just as shitty, it seems, you know what I mean? Just as shitty, it's just the shittiness is fucking faster than it was. I mean, that's like the only improvement, I guess. I was just thinking, like, you know, all these fucking, like, wannabe fucking, like, hacker types, you know, doing this fucking, you know, dumb fucking faggot shit, like, fucking hack, like, not even, like, trying to hack fucking Xbox Live and PlayStation. Like, how much out of that is do something fucking worthwhile and fucking, you know, would be fucking fun for fucking everybody, like, fucking make old games fucking easy to fucking emulate on fucking PCs. That'd be nice, you know, rather than fucking dicking around, that'd be pretty cool. Okay, I was looking for fucking any kind of like shitty, like non-virusy or fucking like spammy fucking ways to play old games. You know, I don't fucking know, dude. I'm, you know, again, I'm not in that cool fucking underground fucking gay Reddit scene or whatever you fucking, you know, fucking millennial homos hang out in. I'm not fucking doing that. So, yeah, I figure it shouldn't have to be. I wasn't fucking back in the day either, but they were fucking pretty easy to fucking find. But, dude, it was fucking easier to find back in my fucking day. You know what I mean? Why is it fucking doing this shit easier back then than it is now? I don't know. Just fucking get off my fucking lawn. I just wanted to play fucking Dune. And I was pissed. And again, it's one of those things like, dude, I fucking like legally own the fucking system in the game and I'm fucking doing all this shit. And just like, fuck off. I mean, you know, again, I sound like a fucking crusty old piece of shit, but it's just like fucking like, dude. I was spending like most of a fucking afternoon, you know what I mean? Like one of my days off, like fucking like the majority of a fucking like majority of one of my fucking days off just fucking with this shit, dude. So it's just like, dude, fuck off, you know what I mean? I did find a fucking light in the tunnel. One good place to fucking find, you know, emulators and fucking links to ROMs and all that. And it's going to sound like a joke, but it's not. I have to say it. I'm going to say it because I'm like, fucking like, wow, it's fucking like, I actually found like pretty much what I was looking for. It sounds like a joke, but it shouldn't surprise me. It's fucking fantasyanime.com. So, yeah, I mean, fucking this, I mean, that's the site. I mean, I guess it kind of makes sense. It's a fucking just, whoever fucking anime, fucking fantasy, fucking anime fan is fucking looking for like translated fucking ROMs or whatever. I guess he has to fucking deal with it for legit reasons too. But, he's got like just like, hey, you want to fucking emulate this fucking system? He has the best like emulator. And then he has like tutorials and is fucking like real like simple and fucking helpful. Just like fucking like, oh, here, you know what I mean? If this happens, fucking this is fucking just like emulating for fucking like, you know what I mean? Normal fucking people. Like fucking here you go. Here's fucking the best fucking emulator. Here's this, like, you know what I mean? I'm using fucking like Kega or whatever. And yeah, I mean, fucking, yeah, fantasyanime.com. I think I said that right. Best place to go. Again, I'm using fucking Kega, so, like Sega, but with a K, and just got fucking like Genesis, fucking Sega CD, 32X, all that shit right on there. And, to be honest, I'm playing it through the emulator. I'm like, you know, this is a fucking better experience, like, to be honest, than fucking going through the fucking converter from the fucking, Sega CD. It's just fucking completely fucking clean, you know what I mean? It's cleaner than the fucking the real system. And yeah, I mean, again, I'm fucking upscaling with that fucking converter to fucking 1080p, but it's just like, no, this is just I can read everything like perfectly, like it looks fucking like perfect. Again, and fucking it plus two, and again, I'm using the Kega emulator, and fucking it works fucking completely fine with fucking Windows 10. I mean, that means I'm fucking playing with my Xbox One fucking Elite controller, the fucking headset and all that shit hooked up to it. Hit the fucking guide button to take fucking screenshots, fucking record. I'm like, this is fucking great. Way easier than fucking hopping over to the fucking, you know what I mean, fucking keyboard and fucking shortcuts and all that shit. It's fucking nice. Yeah, I mean, fucking, it's just one of those things. I'm like, dude, I mean, to give you an idea what the fuck's going on, I'm like, dude, this is what a mess fucking everything is right now. I'm like, dude, I'm fucking emulating a fucking old system and game that I own. It's fucking shit is sitting like fucking, like fucking 3 feet maybe from my fucking computer, but it's fucking off and I'm fucking sitting there emulating this fucking thing I own on a fucking, you know, modern fucking PC that I'm fucking get a Xbox One fucking controller hooked up to. I'm streaming it and I'm fucking watching the stream through my fucking PS4. They figured that's the fucking easiest way to fucking do it. I got my PS4 hooked up to a fucking monitor. And it's just like fucking weird shit, man. That was it. Fantasyanime.com. May not like your views, but you got a good site for fucking emulating shit. And I'm going to take a break, then I'm going to come back, but don't worry, I'm not done with Dune just yet. Thank you. Hey, welcome back. Hey there, fella. Did you miss me? I'm back to talk about some more Dune. Like I said, I was gonna. You're not escaping Iraq. It's that easy. Still gonna deal with Baron Harkonnen and fucking Fade Rautha. So yeah. So fucking Dune. The game itself. I mean, I don't know if I fucking even talked about the game itself very much, other than fucking me flipping out trying to fucking play it. But yeah, I mean, the game is fucking really fucking good. Like, I like it. It's more fucking straightforward and fucking story driven than I remembered it being. Basically, it tells you tells you where to go for the most part, and you know, it just gives you like fucking, oh, I go to fucking this fucking siege. And it sounds fucking weird. I mean, I don't know. It's a weird fucking book. It's a weird fucking movie. It's a weird fucking game. Try to fucking explain it, like, fucking, I don't know how much I'm gonna get into it, but, basically tells you, like, oh, you gotta go, you know, recruit fucking these natives called fucking Fremen. It's gonna get fucking real fucking nerdy in here in a fucking second. So that's your fucking main goal, is just fucking go around the fucking planet, fucking find these, find their homes, their fucking sieges, and, again, I fucking read the Dune book like a million times, so I fucking talk like a fucking psychopath, more than fucking normal, and it seems fucking normal to me, because I'm fucking, I don't know, schizophrenic or something, but, shit, so you're going through, trying to find these fucking native fucking people in their fucking houses, and it's just you start off and the map's just pretty much like fucking empty, like the map of the fucking planet's empty. You're going to fucking find these houses, these fucking native homes or whatever, and fucking try to convince these fucking people to work for you and fucking mine spice for you, which is like fuel, which is your currency, and you gotta fucking have that much, you know, a certain amount every like fucking week or so. Fucking you'll get a message from the emperor, and he'll fucking say, like, oh, I need this much, and you have to fucking that much, or it's fucking pretty much game over, like, whatever. Or I think you might be able to miss, like, one or whatever, but I didn't, I was, I kept on point with that, but, yeah, I mean, I was just surprised that, for the most part, it's fucking, you start off, it's like, alright, go here and fucking talk to these people, we gotta fucking find this, you know, the only real fucking ball buster I thought was fucking, trying to remember, like, when you had to go back to fucking the palace to fucking, send you a shipment of spice off to the emperor, like, fucking, you just had to fucking, like, keep that in mind, and as you're doing, like, other shit, you fucking look at, like, the day counter, it's like, what fucking day was it again? Like, I don't remember, so it's, you don't want to get, like, too far off and fucking miss it as you're doing other shit. But, I mean, it's like, more straightforward, but, I mean, at the same time, I'm fucking, like, thinking of what I'm doing, and again, I fucking played through this before, so I probably retain, like, some of that fucking knowledge. I'm sure there's some kind of, like, nostalgia at play, I'm sure, but, I mean, you know, as I'm fucking, like, thinking about it, it's fucking, you know, there's a lot of fucking systems in play here. And fucking what I'm doing, I'm like, well, I'm mining spice, and fucking I need fucking harvesters to fucking, you know, mine like a decent amount. So it's, you know, I'm fucking looking for the harvesters. I'm fucking trading. I'm fucking, you know, trading spice for fucking harvesters, or I'm fucking sending these fucking people to go pick them up and then fucking come back. And, you know, then I'm fucking, you know, the harvesters are pretty much just fucking giant machines that fucking, you know what I mean? Fucking just go through mining the shit. So they're not fucking, if you don't have one, it's just fucking like real slow to do. Then it's fucking, oh, to keep those safe, you need fucking ornithopters or ornicopters. Pretty much just fucking like helicopters or whatever to fucking, they hover above the fucking, the harvesters, and they watch out in case this fucking, giant worms are gonna come up and fucking, like, eat the fucking thing, you know, eat the harvesters, so if you don't do that, you can fucking lose them, and it's a fucking mess, so, you gotta fucking find them, or trade for them, or, like, whatever, so you get fucking that, and, you know what I mean, so you get that going on, then you fucking, before you can even start fucking mining the spice, it's like, you get, there's only one fucking group of prospectors, you gotta keep, you know, well, they're pretty easy to keep track of, but you gotta go to the map, fucking find them, send them to where you want to prospect. It'll be, you know, the area will be fucking grayed out before you do it, and fucking nobody will start doing anything until you fucking send them to that spot. So you gotta do that. And then you fucking, you know, hit the point you start building up your army, and there's fucking, you know, you train your army, and there's fucking one certain guy you can bring to like any fucking like siege or whatever to fucking like it helps fucking train your army and fucking, you know what I mean? You got to keep them kind of like able to fucking defend too. So, you know what I mean? You fucking like where you're placing them to fucking train and all that shit. Yeah, I mean, it's just fucking, you know, then you start fucking training people in fucking ecology too, which is fucking like, you know, you have to move them to a certain fucking siege to fucking pick up a bull before they can start, and they gotta fucking make wind traps, and yeah, it just gets real. It's like, there's a lot of shit going on. It's just fucking like, yeah, it's just fucking amazing. I was just fucking like, this is a simple, pretty fucking simple game. I mean, but at the same time, it's just fucking like complex. You know what I mean? It's just as complex, I'd say. It's fucking just about any fucking like modern, like, you know, real time strategy game. It's just fucking. And then again, it's just fucking, I'm looking back, I'm like, for like a first crack at this, like, one again, I don't know. I'm not gonna fucking play the fucking like, oh, what's the first, like, blah blah blah. But just fucking, just like, you know, for the times, just like the, you know, the presentation of it, I thought it was just fucking, just like, wow, it's fucking just real impressive. I mean, for the time it came out and how much shit's going on, it's fucking, you know, I was watching, like a replay or whatever, like a fucking, from like, whatever, fucking Game Informer playing fucking, they put out like a video or two every week of them playing like old games or whatever. And I'm watching them playing fucking, Chrono Trigger, which is fucking a Super Nintendo JRPG, is fucking considered a fucking classic by fucking everybody, fucking sucking it off or whatever. And I tried playing that game like a few years ago. I mean, again, I'm not a fucking JRPG fan. It's fucking, I got like my Wii U. I'm just like going through like all these virtual console games and shit. I'm like, games I fucking, I'm like, I hear people talk about this shit all the time and fucking like whatever. Never really gave any of them fucking shot, just like, oh, you know, the JRPGs, I don't really fucking like them, so fuck it. But one of them was fucking, like, Chrono Trigger. I tried playing it, and just fucking couldn't do it. I'm like, yeah, this fucking game sucks. But, I'm watching them fucking play it, and they're talking about how well it holds up, and, like, how good it looks, and all the soundtrack's so great. I'm just, like, thinking, I'm like, why, like, people playing this game are like my age, some are a little bit older, some are a little bit younger, but they're in that fucking, like, my fucking age range, you know what I mean? It's like, how come, you know what I mean? I fucking played through these fucking games, like, you know what I mean? When they did, like, when these games were first out, and how come I just don't have, like, this fucking, like, nostalgia, and, like, how come I'm not fucking blown away by these, like, you know, they say, like, oh, the 16-bit, like, Super Nintendo, like, fucking, oh, that was the golden age for fucking JRPGs and blah, blah, blah. And just, like, again, I don't like fucking JRPGs, but I'm just fucking, like, how come even then, why wasn't I, like, blown away? Like, they just seem, like, so, like, taken aback, but, oh, it's so good, and looks so good, and everything holds up, and blah, blah, blah. And, again, I was playing fucking Dune, I'm like, dude, like, Dune looks like fucking blows the shit away. I mean, like, fucking, it's, like, this, do you think that's impressive? Fucking look at fucking what I'm fucking playing over here. Look over here, huh? So I just fucking, you know, again, my fucking dates and all that are all fucking fuzzy because I don't fucking remember shit, but I'm like, yeah, I'll look up the fucking dates. I'm like, well, Chrono Trigger came out in fucking 1995, and Dune came out in fucking first Sega CD on fucking in 1993. So it's like, fucking, dude, this Dune came out like fucking 2 years earlier than this. I mean, not, yeah, I'm fucking like fuzzy, like I probably wasn't like, I don't think I was like a first day fucking buyer or whatever, but I mean, like, around the time of either or, I mean, you know, it's fucking just, I'm just looking at like Dune, it's fucking two years earlier, it's fucking all this, again, everything's fucking fully fucking voice acted, fucking music's great, the fucking, you know, it's all like CD quality shit. Just fucking, a lot of it just shits on fucking the SNES fucking graphics. I mean, like, fucking, just like the portraits of them fucking, like, talking would have fucking blown your fucking mind, you know what I mean? And fucking, that's all you need was that fucking Super Nintendo fucking JRPG shit. Little sprite-based fucking people, like, you know what I mean? And granted, like, fucking most of the game of Dune, like, especially the later games, is fucking, like, oh, I'm looking at the fucking map screen, it's just fucking just, like, you know, pixels, it doesn't look very good, but, I mean, just fucking, again, this, like, the flying around, the fucking portraits, and just fucking, you know what I mean? Like, all that shit is just fucking, It's like, no wonder I think fucking JRPGs are fucking gay, because, I mean, it's fucking, they're definitely garbage, even compared to, like, the shit I played, like, before that, you know what I mean? Before their fucking golden age, I was fucking playing shit that was fucking way better than this fucking garbage. You know, and then it's like playing on even beyond that. I'm not even just talking like graphics, it's just like fucking like, well, again, I was saying like fucking go back to like, oh, Final Fantasy. Like, I played like Final Fantasy 1 on like NES and just fucking like, played it for a little bit. I'm like, this game is alright, and fucking like grinding through some shit. But again, every time I tried going back to any of them fucking final, like early Final Fantasy, it's just like, oh, I just hit the point where I'm just like, oh, I am fucking done fucking grinding, I guess. I'm done with this fucking game. Like, shut it off and fucking play something fun. Again, I was fucking looking at, like, Chrono Trigger, it just looks like, you know, any other fucking JRPG, like, you know what I mean, doesn't seem that different, and fucking, like, oh, but the story, or, like, whatever, I mean, I guess, but, I mean, the fucking, it's just like every other fucking JRPG, it looks like every other fucking JRPG, it plays like fucking every other JRPG, you know, and then it's like fucking, like, again, 2 years earlier, fucking Dune, and fucking, literally fucking started a new fucking genre, you know what I mean, you know, and even fucking, I'm like, oh, I mean, the story is just fucking, like, looking at the start of fucking Chrono Trigger, and it's just fucking, like, yeah, it's just fucking, like, oh, every other fucking JRPG fucking rehash bullshit of fucking some gay-ass fucking teenager saving the world. And I'm like, yeah, well, I guess Dune's kind of the same thing, I guess, of, like, fucking, you know what I mean, some fucking, like, young fucking kid fucking rising up and saving the world. But, I mean, fucking Dune's based on, you know, Dune was fucking, I mean, the concept's not original, but I mean, it's fucking based on a fucking, like, book that's got a way better fucking story and fucking characters than any of this fucking stupid bullshit. Way better than any fucking anime garbage, I'll tell you that fucking much. And again, if, like I said it before, it's just fucking, this is the Sega CD it fucking self. I just think it was fucking way ahead of its fucking time. It just doesn't get the fucking credit that it probably deserves. Kind of sucks, but hey, trying to split some shit up, so just hold on a minute. More Dune. Just getting into the rhythm of fucking, you know, of Dune, of the game, just the, you know, the loop of it, just, you know, building up my army. I'm keeping track of fucking, where my fucking spice harvesters are. Moving them around to fucking, you know, the areas that are fucking more dense, and fucking, you know, sending out my troops for fucking espionage, and fucking, they'll yet to do that first to find out where, like, the enemy fucking bases are, where the forts are and shit. You know, it was really good. I'm getting fucking sucked into it, you know, and most of it at this point is just fucking looked at that overhead map and giving orders out, and so it's, again, it's fucking, hey, it's every other fucking real-time strategy game, I guess. What I thought was funny, though, is fucking, like, you know, I'm playing, again, fucking, like, this early fucking, you know, the first fucking real-time strategy game, and I'm just like, dude, the problems I'm having with this fucking game is just, like, you know, it's the same problems I still have with every other fucking, like, real-time strategy game. Like, they haven't fucking figured out fucking better ways to do this. I mean, I'm going back to, like Company Heroes 2. Company of Heroes 2 was the most recent one I played, I think. You know, you're just fucking, you're attacking a fucking fort or a fucking enemy base or whatever. You know, you just fucking throw through it. They're just throwing fucking numbers at fucking people. And it's just like fucking, hoping your fucking troops don't get fucked, and if they do, you know, they do get fucked up, and, you know, if they get captured, it's like, well, there's, like, most of my fucking force, and it's like, well, I have no choice to fucking, you know, reload 30 minutes or fucking an hour before, and just, you know, you're just learning through, like, time, you know, time-wasting fucking trial and error shit, and at least I can look at Dune and be like, oh, this came out in fucking, like, 93 or whatever, you know what I mean, or 92, just thinking that was first of its kind. There's some kind of excuse there. I don't know why I'm still going through the bullshit now in, like, fucking, like, 2010, but whatever. Yeah, I was getting to fucking, like, you know, the point. I'm like, ah, man, I'm fucking, I just got, like, real fucking determined to finish it. It was just funny, too. I'm just fucking playing through, just sitting there with the fucking Sega CD fucking emulator, just fucking, like, you know, staying up late and fucking just, you know, grinding my way fucking through it, you know. So that was funny. That's why I just want to see, yeah, I just want to see it till the end and fucking, you know, write a review for it. And One thing is, I'm like, my dude, they only give you one fucking slot to save your game. I'm just thinking, like, man, if I fuck up and I, like, ruin my whole game, I'm just going to be fucking pissed. I'm like, I'll probably be done at that point. Like, I don't know if I'll fucking restart again. So, yeah, I was fucking playing, like, all week, a good, like, you know, 20 hours, 20, 25 hours of fucking playing through the game. Like, dude, it just, like, fucks up because of some stupid save shit. I'm going to be pissed. So, I mean, so, you know, yeah, as towards the end game of it, I was saying, just got fucking pretty repetitive and... the story kind of goes in the background and just fucking not giving you much story to go forward. It's just fucking, again, it's just, you're just mining to fucking make sure you have enough spice to fucking send back so you don't get fucking kicked off the planet, and you're just fucking attacking forts, you're planting bulbs and fucking going around, fucking maybe like visit a few fucking sieges just to waste time. Towards the end of your fucking, when you start off, you actually have to physically go to, like, the sieges or whatever. If you want to fucking talk to somebody or give them orders, it's like you got to be, like, right next to them. Then, like, towards the end, it's like you have, like a mental connection or whatever, and just ends up getting, like, more and more, like, range to it. So, like, at the end of the game, it's just you have, like, the entire fucking planet. You don't have to fucking move at all if you don't want to. You just fucking just, you know, click on whoever you want to talk to and talk to them and do whatever. So you end up just fucking like, oh, I gotta fucking just waste time. I gotta fucking, time's gonna pass to do shit. So you're just fucking flying around for the fuck of it and just like, but I was just a loop. We're just fucking doing the same shit over and over. You know, doing that, fucking repeating that. Again, I fucking just said, I just thought it was funny. It's the same shit I got for fucking every other fucking real time strategy game. It's just, even like fucking like, you know, you reach that point where it's like, well, I just fucking like, you know, I rose up from fucking nothing against, like, you know what I mean, this giant fucking force, but it's like now that I have more fucking people than them and more weapons, it's like now the fucking scales just fucking tipped, and it's just, you know, I reached that point where it's just fucking, I'm just going through the motions of just fucking steamrolling them and fucking, you know what I mean, going on for way too long of like, they have no fucking chance. They're fucking done. They, you know, they can't reload. I'm just going to fucking go through. It's like, you know, not much of a fucking challenge at that point. It's just fucking like, oh, you're done, but I got to fucking mop everything up before the game ends. So, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, at the end of it, it's just kind of a drawn out grind, and, yeah, I was actually really fucking impressed with the game up to that point. And I'm thinking fucking, you know, I'm thinking of like writing the review. I was going to write a review and I'm like, I don't know, like fucking this end game of it just kind of sucks. Just doing this grind. Yeah, I mean, the actual ending itself too. I mean, they fucking inject more fucking story into it. Yeah, it was fucking like real fucking abrupt. Like you fucking like all the forts are done, all the stuff. This is fucking the giant fucking like palace or whatever, the enemy fucking palace. You get to surround them and fucking with like enough guys and fucking the right weapons, fucking atomics and shit, and just you know, storming the palace. I'm like, hey, you know, it's pretty cool. I mean, I'm fucking riding on a fucking worm and like fucking, you know what I mean? It's fucking going through and fucking like, ah, it's new scenery. It's fucking. You know, you finally get face to face the fucking enemy and shit, and fucking, you know, the Emperor is actually there and shit, and everyone fucking, you know, all the main characters in the game are pretty much this one fucking room, and then suddenly just like, hey, fuck you, Emperor, I'm the Emperor now, and fucking like that's it, and it fucking wraps up in like 2 minutes, you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, it's just kind of pretty abrupt fucking ending. And then the very last shot just says fucking like the end. And there's this fucking, the entire screen just gets filled up with this giant fucking, like, digitized fucking photo of an eagle or a fucking buzzard or some shit. Just like some bird just fucking just says the end. I'm like, that's fucking weird, man. That's fucking, like, out of nowhere. I just had a fucking cracking up because it was just so nuts. It just fucking came out of nowhere. It made no fucking sense. And it's just, I mean, it's fucking, you know, David Lynch fucking influence there of just fucking random garbage out of nowhere. But no, just for that, I'd fucking recommend it just to see the fucking ending, because I'm like, dude, that's fucking weird. That's the fucking, that last shot just fucking like the most absurd fucking thing I fucking seen in a while. Yeah, it's just fucking, yeah, one of those fucking ridiculous fucking endings I've seen. It's just fucking, like, I think it should be up there with, like, Werewolf on fucking NES, with, like, the werewolf holding the fucking American flag or some shit, or, like, Bad Dudes had fucking You saving fucking Ronald Reagan. I mean, it's just fucking, it's hilarious. I mean, so, I mean, I'll fucking write up a review on it. And I mean, you know, you heard it here first. I mean, Dune on Sega CD is pretty good game. Fucking for the most part, it holds up. And that fucking ending is pretty good. That's it. That's Dune. I'm fucking, again, it's kind of rambled on about fucking Dune, I guess. But again, I'll fucking move on to some other garbage. Talking about emulators and fucking old systems. So I'm going down that fucking rabbit hole, just fucking like, I wonder if, you know what I mean? I'm like, fucking, I kind of want to play fucking Silent Hill and blah, blah, blah. And again, that site, fucking fantasy anime or whatever, it's like fucking like, oh, here's the fucking best PS1 emulator. Here's the best fucking like whatever. So I'm like, oh, I can do that whenever I feel like it. That's cool. And the only one I can't seem to find from fucking the era or something, you know what I mean? Because, I mean, fucking the 360 is, you know what I mean? That, I consider that like a modern, just like whatever, standard fucking HD hookup and get shit fucking digital, like not a problem. But, I mean, it's fucking from like the older than that. I mean, the only one I can't find is fucking like, you know, old school, original fucking Xbox. I mean, this fucking, you know, there's a PS2 one that's fucking like, oh, this is great, plays fucking PS2 games, like, amazingly, but fucking there's not, like, nothing for fucking Xbox. I searched around, nothing. I mean, fucking, I don't know why, but it just is what it is. And you're reading shit like, you know, people are just like, oh, whatever. I mean, fucking most Xbox games were on fucking PS2 anyway, so I mean, whatever, I guess. But, yeah, I've been getting this fucking itch for fucking original fucking Xbox games. And, I've talked about fucking buying, like, you know, PC versions on fucking Steam of games from fucking, you know, what I consider fucking Xbox games or whatever, but, you know, a lot of them are fucked up. I mean, I tried doing, like, Call of Cthulhu, you know, that was a fucking mess, just fucking crashing constantly, or fucking Full Spectrum Warrior. Bought that on fucking Steam, then I wonder if that's fucked up too, and then I'm fucking reading the reviews, and they're all like, oh, you know, this is fucked up, like, it doesn't work, it keeps crashing and shit. I'm like, oh, it's fucking great. And there's other shit, too. From fucking the original Xbox, you can't get like anywhere else. Like fucking Ninja Gaiden, the fucking the 3D one. I think it was like some version. I think it came to like fucking like PS3 or some shit. But I just remember fucking not even black. I remember the fucking the original fucking Ninja Gaiden, the fucking the 3D one. I know the Xbox one or like fucking like Atogi, Myth of Demons, and fucking Breakdown, fucking Gun Valkyrie, and fucking Panzer Dragoon, fucking I think it's Orta or whatever. And you can't find those anywhere else except fucking Xbox, you know, and fucking weird. I was thinking like most of these are fucking Sega games, like Sega published or fucking made games or whatever. Give me one minute. There we go. Most of them are fucking, like, you know, Sega fucking published games anyways. It's like fucking, it's pretty much after the Dreamcast went out. I mean, that's when the fucking Xbox came in. That pretty much was, you know, I always considered, like, the fucking original Xbox to basically be, like, a Dreamcast, too. So, and I'm fucking, like, I'm, like, I was, like, seriously debating. I'm, like, should I just fucking buy, like, a fucking, like, a original fucking Xbox, those fucking games, just those fucking whatever, like, dozen or so games I really want to fucking play. I can't find anywhere else, you know? So, I was looking on fucking, like, Amazon, fucking eBay and shit, and fucking, dude, to buy the system is fucking, like, super cheap right now. It was, like, $40, and the games are all fucking, like, pretty cheap, too. Like, all the ones I was looking at, like, they're all, like, $10. I'm, like, you know, I'm like, fuck, it's a pretty decent price. I'm like, I don't want to, you know what I mean? If I fucking pass it up now with my fucking luck, like, you know, fucking 6 months from now, I'll be like, oh, I really want to play fucking Breakdown or something, and or like Call of Cthulhu will finally get to it. And then like fucking, there'll be some stupid ass fucking, you know, fucking collector or fucking retro faggot fucking bubble. And they'll all be like fucking like, you know, triple the fucking price. Cause I don't know, someone stupid fucking said that they should buy him or some shit. I don't know. But it's just tough. Like fucking, I have like all these games I have and just don't have the time to fucking play. And just like even that, I'm like, ah, I've thrown down like even like $100 of shit. It's gonna fucking like sit there for forever or whatever, you know. Just rough. But something I'm keeping in mind. Let me know what you think at podcast@gruntfreepress.com. Should I play a fucking, should I buy a fucking Xbox and stop playing some fucking OG Xbox games? I don't know. But speaking of what the fuck is going on with consoles, I think I'm on like part three or part four. Again, I try not to have like actual segments on the show. I think it's pretty fucking cheesy, but, just one of those things, just ongoing fucking thing. It started like two weeks ago or so. And, Phil Spencer talking about, releasing an upgraded version of an Xbox every year, other year, whatever. Like, he's pretty much talking like, oh, it's going to be like a phone model, and they have like fucking different versions of fucking like whatever. Something like that. And, first off, to touch on that, I keep reading and fucking hearing all these fucking stupid fucks. I mean, by stupid fucks, I mean like fucking video game fucking journalists talking about like, oh, there's gonna be, oh, he's talking about like this fucking modular fucking Xbox, or you fucking like add on components and fucking, oh, add on a fucking like box to it, and it fucking makes the processing speed better and whatever. Oh, you fucking like, you know, insert another fucking graphics card or like whatever. And it's like, dude, I listened to the fucking actual interview that where that came from, which is fucking, it was IGN's fucking Unlocked. I think was where the fucking that was. And it's just like, dude, like, you're talking like the complete opposite of what, you know what I mean? You guys are talking like the complete opposite about what, I think you like of what he was saying. I think he literally said like, no, it's not going to be like fucking add-ons. Like, it's going to be like a new fucking, you know, it's going to be like a phone. Like, they'll be like, oh, he has fucking a new version of whatever, dude, Xbox One S, and it fucking, you know what I mean? It's just upgrade. It plays all the old shit, but it's fucking upgraded. Like, you know what I mean? Fucking it'll play like at a higher resolution or like whatever. I just fucking like, you know what I mean? They're trying to make it like it's a fucking, again, a Sega CD or a fucking 32X thing, or like a fucking Nintendo 64 expansion packs or like something like that. But it's pretty fucking clear, you know, and then like pretty clear that of what he was taught. I mean, not like he was fucking spelling it out completely, but he was pretty much saying like, no, it's not going to be like fucking these, you know, add-ons you're adding. And you think, again, he specifically said like, no, you're not going to fucking take out your fucking graphics card and put a new one in like a fucking PC, nothing like that. He's saying like, there's going to be like a new fucking model, like a new system every like year or two. But again, I just keep hearing the same like fucking the meme-y fucking like internet meme fucking telephone fucking, you know, journalist bubble bullshit about fucking like, oh, snapping shit into your console, your fucking PC, and fucking upgrading it. It's like, dude, like, what is this, one of those things like, oh, one person says that, and then like fucking like, you know, then it's like six people around him just keep, you know, keep repeating and like discussing it, and then it's like fucking, oh, it goes on to like another fucking, it's just fucking ridiculous. Yeah, I fucking hate that shit. You know what I mean? Again, it's one of those fucking piss poor, like, dude, nobody fucking, you know, fucking looks at a source for anything. And again, if the source is that interview, it's like, dude, I listened to that interview, and it's not like I'm some fucking industry fucking insider. I just fucking listened to the fucking podcast that it happened to be fucking on, and you guys all sound like a bunch of fucking idiots. Anyway, whatever, whether it's the fucking real upgrading every couple of years or fucking what, it doesn't matter. I think it's fucking retarded either way. I just fucking hate that telephone fucking journalism bullshit. I think I talked about that in fucking like episode one, you know what I mean? Fucking Grunt Free Press podcast episode one, I think is fucking what the fuck I was talking about. But I keep, you know, they're going to keep talking out of their fucking dumb asses about fucking, you know, expansions and fucking Xbox, you know what I mean? I don't know, it's fucking, if the Xbox 1.5 fucking comes out, and, you know, it's all fucking, like, rumors and bullshit, but, I mean, this case is a fucking rumor, started by fucking, you know, Phil Spencer, which I heard him fucking say, so it's like, whatever. I think, you know, if that ever comes out, where it's like, oh, here's fucking whatever, Xbox 1.5, like, you know what I mean, the new fucking version. You know, I just fucking say right now, and they're all going to be on about, oh, what is this? Like, what is this fucking new system? I thought it was going to be fucking, oh, I could snap in fucking all this shit. Like, oh, you know. And they're going to start bitching about, oh, this fucking confusing messaging. He said this, now he's doing that. And it's like, no, it's like, no, you guys are just fucking wrong to begin with. And you just fucking don't bother, like, you know what I mean? Going back to your fucking sources, which is, you know, you know, fucking stop fucking circle jerking around about fucking what you think it is and fucking, you know what I mean, what it wasn't that you thought it was, but whatever. Anyway, going on, I think Sony heard about it, though. They must have heard fucking the same fucking interview I did, because, you know, Sony's going to do what fucking Sony's going to do, and they're just going to fucking completely fucking rip the idea off. Anyways, again, keep in mind, fucking this is just fucking rumors. I don't think anything fucking official was said yet, but the rumors are going on about a fucking PS4.5 and a fucking pretty much going to be a fucking more powerful PS4, and like, oh, what a shock. Like, fucking, you know what I mean? Somebody announced something, and then fucking Sony fucking swoops in and says, oh, no, we got that too. We're doing that too. What a shock, and it's fucking what they're known for. It just seems like fucking, you know, both of the fucking Sony and fucking Microsoft, they're both fucking, this seems like hell bent on just fucking killing like any reason to fucking buy a console. I mean, just fucking like, good job. I mean, you know what I mean? Why would I fucking buy that? I'm just gonna fucking wait. Or why wouldn't I just fucking throw a new fucking, well, I've talked about my fucking graphic card story before. Why would I just fucking buy a new fucking PC or like whatever? I, for one, welcome the new fucking video game industry crash. I mean, that lets me fucking catch up on my backlog, you know what I mean? It's a nice fucking culling, a nice fucking thin the herd, get all these fucking fake-ass fucking people out of here, just fucking start over. Sounds good. Again, vote for fucking Donald Trump. Fucking do it. Let's get this done. And it's just fucking, you know, what the fuck's going on with fucking consoles? I mean, fucking, talking about fucking VR. VR is fucking gay, too. I mean, yeah, it's fucking, yeah, buy a fucking PSVR and fucking strap a fucking helmet on your head and hold two fucking dildos in your hand and fucking wave them around, you fucking dipshits, you fucking pieces of shit. Other than that, I mean, fucking, I did play Far Cry Primal for a little bit, and still a good game. It's fucking really, really good. Pretty easy, just fucking laid back, fucking running around, running through the fucking jungle, fucking like a caveman. I had fucking, most of my shit was fucking upgraded, and I mean, fucking didn't take me very long going back. I'm like, yeah, just fucking pick it right up. You'd summon an eagle to fucking scout ahead for you. I upgraded it so we can drop B bombs on fucking people, and I'm in the fucking standard Far Cry loop of you know how I play Far Cry. I try to be stealthy, then I get spotted, then I get injured, then I run away and hold Y and heal up, and then I run back in and fucking just keep repeating that over and over. I mean, it's pretty much fucking Far Cry to me. But it's real, real relaxing. It's just fucking fun to fuck around in that world. It's fine. I just loving fucking running around, just fucking collecting shit. And again, usually boring. I mean, fucking, you say, like, I do fucking one of those things I do complain about, like fucking open world game up, open up the map, fucking, you know, highlight a fucking collectible and fucking go pick it up and repeat that. But way Far Cry is, I mean, I always thought like the worlds themselves are usually fucking, you know, pretty interesting just to fucking, you know, run around in and fucking, like, you know, again, it's like, yeah, I'm trying to get this collectible, but it's not that easy. It's like, oh, I'm going to this fucking cave and, you know, you gotta figure out these little fucking puzzles, it's fucking, you know, light the shit on fire and fucking, you know, grapple from here and swing off and jump off here and grab this fucking ledge, and it's just, you know, fun to do. You know, or are there at least fucking interesting looking areas you gotta, you know what I mean, you gotta fucking navigate. No, it's just fun. I like Far Cry Primal a lot. Probably try to keep doing that this week, I guess. I mean, that and fucking, I've had a fucking itching for fucking Jungle Hunt too. I gotta play fucking Jungle Hunt. Speaking of jungles, other than that, I think this might be my last thing I got. Been watching some Daredevil, season 2, that's on Netflix. I mean, the whole fucking season's out. I really liked fucking the first season. watched the first, like, four episodes at this point. Pretty good. I mean, it's fucking violence and gore is fucking definitely upped a lot. There's fucking a lot of it. I mean, mostly because the fucking, the Punisher's in there. And fucking, I mean, I just watched the last episode I watched. A nice fucking shotgun blast of somebody's fucking face is pretty good. Yeah, I mean, he's fucking shooting the fuck out of everybody. You know, it's got him on fucking, hanging him on fucking meat hooks and shit. And, the guy they cast for the Punisher is fucking Joe Barenthal, I think his name is. I mean, he's fucking Shane from the fucking Walking Dead and shit. I think he's real good for the character. As far as the DLC, it's just tough. As soon as the fucking season started, I'm like, oh yeah, dude, fucking the Kingpin's not here anymore, huh? Fucking Vincent fucking D'Onofrio and isn't in it. I mean, he was fucking great in fucking season one. That guy had fucking character out the fucking ass. And as I started, again, I fucking was thinking, as the first couple episodes, I'm like, yeah, it feels kind of fucking shitty without him. But, yeah, dude, the Punisher is pretty fucking awesome, and fucking the dude who plays him does a fucking awesome job. So, we'll see where it goes. I mean, my main problem is the fucking, all the fucking the lawyer, you know what I mean? The fucking the lawyer part of the show, I think, is pretty weak. It was weak in fucking one. It's fucking doesn't seem to be any better here. Like, his whole, like, fucking, like, crew of fucking characters I don't like. Still don't like fucking his sidekick there, fucking Foggy. I think he sucks. And fucking his secretary, Karen. I mean, the girl's fucking cute. But, I don't like her character very much. And, I don't know. It's fucking, yeah. I mean, fucking, the first episode that they're talking about, like, our law firm's fucking broke, and maybe we'll fucking have to shut this down, and like, whatever. And she literally says fucking, well, at least we have each other. And like, fucking, like, it's supposed to be like a tender moment, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, dude, she really, really fucking say, like, who fucking wrote that? Who approved that? And it's just like, dude, what the fuck? I mean, some fucking corny ass shit. There's one scene, fucking Foggy's talking to the fucking the district attorney or some shit, and it's super fucking dumb. He's making this big deal about his client's going into fucking witness protection, and he's saying like, oh, that should be handled by the feds, not the DA, and the fucking the DA is trying to fucking like hold that up over him. It's just like the shit you're talking about. I mean, it's like fucking any like shit like hack lawyer would fucking know about, you know what I mean? They make this big like heroic scene about it, and it's just fucking like, this is just dumb. And fucking like the Karen, the secretary's in the back, and like that was like, dude, they fucking like make sure she's in frame, like smiling and like tearing up and like overacting. It's just like, dude, this is fucking like acting like he's a fucking genius. I'm this is like some hacky fucking bullshit, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, I don't like that fucking side of the show. But I mean, the rest of the show is fucking amazing. I mean, I like, you know what I mean? Just that when they try to make it like a procedural fucking lawyer show, it's fucking, this is just boring and fucking, it's just badly written. It's just like any other like fucking whatever shittier fucking show, like procedural show is fucking, is not even like a fucking Law and Order, you know what I mean? I'd rather watch fucking Law and Order than that fucking bullshit. But anyway, last thing, and I'm not even fucking video game related. I ended up buying the Hateful Eight on VOD, and it's fucking like, going to bed last night, I'm like, oh, I want to watch this, and I'm like, oh yeah, it's like fucking 4 hours long, isn't it? That's why I didn't fucking see it in the movie theaters. So came out pretty fucking quick to VOD, so I don't know how well it did, but it doesn't matter. I fucking still want to watch it. And, yeah, I mean, that's my fucking plan for later. It's fucking, just watch that and make a fucking day of it, I guess. And, play some Jungle Hunt and, Far Cry Primal and think about the starting heavy rain. And that's my day in a nutshell. I mean, that's it. I'll fucking, Absolute Deicide from gruntfreepress.com. Email any questions or whatever. I know it's been fucking, I don't know, I never know these fucking shows. I'm like fucking just like, I feel like I've been fucking rambling, my throat's all fucked up, but whatever. Tell me how I did. Give me some positive feedback, or don't, I don't give a shit, at podcast@gruntfreepress.com. yeah, that's it. End.